Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I'm already winded. I just, you know, rocking out to... Got a bag. I'm hot for teacher. Wow. Feels like a Friday. Sorry, Eddie. Miss you. Miss you so much. Actually, I don't miss you because I'm listening to more Van Halen than I ever have. So I'm remembering you a lot.
You have such an incredible brush with him, too, that I can imagine it's a much deeper pain than
yes,
I experience.
Right. More than most people experience. I mean,
well, for sure.
We did have a moment together, so.
I would call that more than a moment.
You know, the night that I met Eddie Van Halen, I didn't have any cigarettes left. And I was like, hey, man, can I
wait a minute. Hold on.
Can I bum a cigarette off of you?
Hold on a second.
What?
Because as an ex-smoker, I know this to be like one of the things. You get yourself together as you're getting ready to go out that night, and you go,
I was trying to quit, Vinny.
Let me open up this pack and see what I... Okay, 10 cigarettes.
I do not have enough, right.
I'm not going to... I need a whole other pack
before
I walk out the door.
I think I was trying to quit or something.
So
I was
you always, left you know, without ciggies, and then you found yourself going, I'm with
well, then
Eddie
I'm
Van
then
Halen.
There I am, and there's Eddie Van Halen, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he's got his pack, and it's my brand. So I was like, hey.
What is that, a red box?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I go, can I bum a cigarette off of you? And he gave me one, and I smoked it, and I said, this is going to be funny. The last cigarette I ever smoked, I got from Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, you were thinking that at the time?
I said it out loud. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. You know, like trying to solidify that I was quitting. Even though I was smoking right now, I'm quitting, and this is my last cigarette ever. And then 20 years went by, and I was still smoking. And so that was just one of the many cigarettes that I ever smoked in my life.
That's the soul-crushing reality of addiction right there.
There it is. I couldn't make... What a story I would have had to tell, you know?
My last ciggy was from Eddie Van Halen.
The last cigarette I ever had was handed to me by Eddie Van Halen. If only he could have stopped.
Was his move to light it for you, or did he turn his back and start talking to someone else?
No, it was just me and him in the room. Who else was he going to talk to? He talked to himself in the mirror, I guess.
Wow. Oh, so this is before the unveiling, though?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Okay.
I don't remember much about that night other than last cigarette I ever didn't smoke was from Eddie Van Halen.
Okay. All right.
What's everyone got planned for this weekend? What's the big deal? What's going on?
I'm
is there
repeat,
anything?
Kid, can you even imagine if I had an actual story to tell you? There's nothing to say.
It's so... It's difficult. It's a difficult time. It really, especially to be a DJ, you know? Like, I used to count on things happening in my life to be like, hey, guess what happened? You know?
Right. An event to retell.
Right. Yeah, now I'm like, oh, man, it was awesome. Like, I didn't trip once on my way from the couch to bed. Like,
so
it was,
pathetic,
woo, that was so good.
You know, for all the parents out there, though, that are doing this 1 or maybe 2 hours of online class and then 8 hours of homework.
Yeah.
Multiple kids in the house at once. I got it better than that. I'm not trying to say I got it over you, but I'm saying I feel for you. I know it's super hard. It's already hard for me, and I can only imagine if you've got older kids who actually have homework to do. Like,
yes, actual real homework
right.
that you know, by fifth grade, you can't even help them with it anymore. It's,
right.
Sorry, kid, you're on your own. Google
brutal.
It. Yeah. You know, some schools have gone back. And then I want to say, shoot. Well, I don't have any kids in the school system in Mill Valley, but I think they tried to go back and now they're already not back.
Yeah, the our good friends, the McCutcheons, Mom McCutcheon.
Yeah.
I guess I could just say their name. I don't know. I feel weird like saying, now that's weird. Anyway, she's a teacher and they're back. They're a private school and they have masks. What are the
face
plastic
shields.
Visors, face yeah. shields. They've got desk blocking things for every kid.
Wow.
They've gone all out and they're in school regularly every day, all day.
I mean, that's, if you can do it, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, if you have an outbreak, that's that.
Well, and public schools just can't do it.
No.
This is
well,
a private
they can't
school.
Afford, right.
So right.
They can afford a plastic cubicle for each
well
child,
and they also you know. When you have a private school you answer to the people who pay and the people who pay are like I can't have this kid home
yeah I can afford private school only if I can keep working
right so I need you to take this kid and I'll pick him up like I normally do around 2 or 3 thanks bye so
yeah that's a
that's unique I'm sure I can't it can't be
right it's funny because I look at these like little plastic block out things and, you know, I get that the kids are supposed to be wearing all their gear that they're having. And I just know what reality is. Like people can only have crap on their face for so long and air doesn't just go straight and stop. Like it's, you know, you're in a room and all the people are breathing all the air, creating their own little circulation.
Yeah, I don't know how well they're protected they are from the masks. You know, that's whatever debatable. I wear my mask right. every day and, you know, yeah. I mean, is it, you know, 90%, 95%? I don't know. But surprisingly, the kids who, excuse me, the kids whose parents, like my kid, have made it mandatory if you want to be out with your friends, they've done good with it. All the kids on our block who just want to see their friends are happy to do it with the mask on.
Right. Well, it's that or hang out at home with mom and dad.
Or be back home, right.
We're so, super sick of them.
I think that maybe school would be different because you know.
I hope
it's
so.
A room
look,
full
I
of
I,
them and you I can't really, do that.
I really hope that, I see what you're saying, that's worse and doesn't work. Yeah,
maybe
just,
they wouldn't keep them on at school the same way they are right now in front of their own house
right.
because there's a teacher, not their mom and dad, because it'll feel normal again, like in a finger snap, you know, and they'll
well,
be
like,
well,
I think like, in the classrooms, I'm sure that they are, I'm sure that's required, but there's so much that happens outside the classroom at school that's a huge part of
right.
school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I don't know. I hope it all works out. Cause honestly, I'm a person who's staying home and wearing my mask everywhere I go. But I just feel like, when is this going to end? I can't be alone in that.
No,
like,
I think
make
everybody,
this stop.
Well,
enough of this.
From what I'm reading, we're seeing possibility for vaccine, the start of vaccines in November.
Whoa.
So it's not going to come before the election, which is what certain people were really
hoping for,
banking on.
And listen, that's a turnaround that is unheard of.
Yeah, it's very
I mean,
fast.
It's,
even
it's,
if it's,
I will actually, I'll say to the scientific community, wow, way to go.
Yep. So that's a possibility. The things that I've read are we will be in masks and sort of in this scenario into next summer. Mm-hmm. And then it should be better. And that's great. If that's the light at the end, I mean, can you imagine that we thought it would be like 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that it would be. I mean, I had all these plans for the summer, and then we're a month and a half in. I'm going, I wonder if I get my money back for that thing I put a deposit on.
4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. So anyway, we're looking at they're saying that's they are saying, you know, we can hope for normal ish come next summer. And I'm okay. You know,
yeah,
what choice do I have? Cry? You know, I mean,
well, that can, but it won't do anything.
No.
You can cry
right.
all you want, Vin.
Right. So
crying is happening. Many
right.
people are crying. It hasn't changed a GD thing.
So yeah, that's It's still pretty far out there, but at least I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
Yeah.
Next summer. That's good.
I just feel like let's get our masks on, go outside the house, and make everything just keep on happening.
My life's just gotten a lot better since the surf picked up. So I'm
good.
I am having something to do that feeds my soul has changed everything for me.
It's incredibly important to have something for you that you like, that it's just you. It's a
outdoors,
big deal.
It's exercise. Right. It's great. The summer was not fun for me.
I could tell. I really it's weird. I don't know why, but like I got a vibe coming through or something.
I wasn't liking it at all. Yeah. It's not good.
Well,
anyway.
Look, these are difficult days, you know. We'll look back on them and be like, wow, that was, what a time. Moving on. When's that again? Next summer? Oh, my God. I'm worried about, like, the holidays and stuff and Jesus. And things I love not being there when I get back. Like, you know, every day I'm here and this restaurant just closed. They've closed their doors forever. This store just closed. They've closed their doors forever. Like, It's really awful. It's so many people are losing their dreams. Like,
you
this
know,
is my dream, this place.
I'll do the story in the news, but yesterday I was like, it sort of hit me. Oh, no, Santa, it's over.
Right?
It's not, though. Santa, all the places are trying to figure out how they're going to do Santa, but they plan to do Santa.
Well, they're going to have a plexiglass shield and those gloves that you reach into, like in a preemie ward. And then there'll be like a virtual lap, and the kid will cuddle up against the plastic
wall. You won't get to there won't be the lap sitting, but they plan to do something, and that's okay. That's cool.
The kids want to see Santa. You know, it's only once a year they get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a
and I'm sure they make quite a bit of money off of that as well.
Well, it does bring the people to the place.
Right. So anyway, I'll do the story in the news, but I thought, oh, look at that. Every place is working hard to not let the kids down. That's cool.
Well, there have been some really creative solutions for this problem. And I find that to be, you know, oh, look at these people working it out. Even, you know, restaurants, I mean, they got to figure out what to do about winter, you know, and rain and snow. And you know, it was working out for them over the summer, but I don't know.
That's going to change when it gets dark at 5 p.m. and starts raining.
Well, listen, if we start with a vaccine and the healthcare workers get it first and then the most vulnerable people get it next, although it seems like no one really knows who's going to be vulnerable and who's not, you know, as soon as the vaccine gets here, I think people won't go back to normal, but will breathe a sigh of relief and we'll. And actually, our texters will tell us things are back to normal. The traffic is bad and everyone's out. And the only difference is everyone's got a mask on.
Right. So. No, that is true. It's pretty busy out there, surprisingly so. By the way, I just wanted to mention this real quick. I don't even want to do the story again today.
You're going to do it.
No,
you
I'm
gotta
not.
Do it. I want more.
No, there's not more.
I want more of it. I want
but I, listen,
more every day.
That Maria lady in Anchorage, Alaska, I actually went to her Facebook page, and all that lunacy is still there. It's still up. Like
she didn't take it down.
She didn't take down the picture of the mayor's butt. She didn't. You know, there's a post there that says, for some reason, she knows his wife's name, first and last name, and it's different than his.
Oh.
I guess he kept. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that part of it. I didn't research that, but. She mentions the wife's name by name and says she can tell you that this is his Harry.
Oh, boy. Is that the name that she says when I'm going to kill you? I'm going to kill you, and I'm also going to kill that other lady with this name.
Something.
You heard of here first.
Yes, that's the name. So it was just trippy
This is the best story that's ever.
It's certainly.
Maybe it's because we're just so
bored.
You know, trapped in our home and bored.
Yes.
This one is it's so great.
Yeah, it's well, and it is. There's
she
no
went
question.
To her Facebook page. Like, is she as cute as I think she is?
She's a good looking lady. Yeah, she actually is.
She's kind of scary looking, honestly.
Oh really?
Oh, I thought the picture on top with the her eyes are strikingly blue.
Yeah, but when
and
she
I don't
turns
know.
Around, it's like she's like. Like, I don't know, serial killer smile to me.
There's definitely one shot online where her eyes almost look rolled back in her head, and it looks very devilish. You just go, oh, no.
How do I search for someone on here? I don't know how to. Oh, search Facebook. There it is. Okay. Yeah. Maria Athens.
That's her.
I just wanted to see,
and I thought for sure it would be taken down, and sure enough, it is not. This is the problem with this story, is while it's been sort of, you know, crazy to follow, I fear that what we're actually seeing is a person in real crisis. Like, she's coming undone. And maybe it's because of the pandemic, but I don't know what, Alaska's like to begin with. Maybe if you're already in isolation and you have to isolate, it just is that much worse. Or is she, you know, the one person she interviewed said, I think she was intoxicated, which could be another problem.
Well, it did seem kind of flooring. I'll tell you all.
Yeah, but she's totally...
Tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and NewsNet National for sure will cover this.
She's NewsNet National. Ron Burgundy. There's just
so
no,
funny.
Like, what?
Well, she's like Ron Burgundy if he was all hopped up on meth. You heard of here.
Anyway, that's the latest, and the last of it is I just went to her Facebook page and went, oh, my God, it's all still up here. And you can even hear the people of Anchorage, or sorry, not here, read the people of Anchorage going back and forth under her posts. This is very unprofessional. Oh, my God, that's the mayor. Like, it's just...
How fun to be in Anchorage
Holy
right now.
Crap.
Of all the places. Like, they're having the biggest party. That is it. They'll probably have, you know, Maria Athens Day. They'll be, you know, it'll be commemorated year after year. Remember that one time? I don't know what the accent in Anchorage, Alaska is. I almost went Maine, but I'm like, well... Just because it's north doesn't mean it's...
Canadian-ish?
Yeah. I bet you that's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh, what's her bucket there? The one who ran with... Jesus. Every name flies out of my head the minute I need it.
Sarah Palin.
Thank you. She got my name, for God's sake. She ran with John McCain. Thank you. Now that I have the one anchor name, I can say all the other names.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. It's really getting bad. It's like the running joke in our house. Like, you know, Riley goes to show John how to do something the other day, and he looks at John and he goes, do you understand? And John goes, elder abuse. Like, that's the running joke in our house, that, like, we're the dumb old people. And it's only half a joke, you know? We're the dumb old people.
Well,
can't, like, gather your things to get out of the house. And, oh, I forgot about this. And you kids get off the lawn. And, oh... Just terrible. Anyway, listen, we got a big show today. It's Friday. We couldn't be more excited about
that. I mean, Friday, you mother.
Yeah. Oh my God. Give it to me one more time.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. We'll be right back. You heard it here.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.